I continually marvel at the clarity of Old Testament texts and how they stand out against the ambiguities of our age. Here we have an unequivocal call for an undivided loyalty to Yahweh and a call to forsake all other competing religious claims. There is no middle ground. There is no third option. Indeed, here we see a close interplay, you might say, between the first three commandments as the Small Catechism expounds them. For clinging to the true God alone means that we heed and listen to the true God while ignoring the cacophony of religious voices and the siren calls in the surrounding culture. For where the Word of God is found, there God himself is found. He is present with his word. We deal with him only through his word. Indeed, our confessional writings pick up this important thought in one of the most powerful sections. In the Small Card Articles, Luther writes, "In short, enthusiasm clings to Adam and his children from the beginning to the end of the world, fed and spread among them as poisoned by the old dragon. It is the source, power, and might of all the heresies, even that of the papacy and Mohammed. Therefore, we should and must insist that God does not want to deal with us human beings except by means of his external word and sacrament. Everything that boasts of being from the Spirit apart from such a word and sacrament is of the devil." At the same time, though, God does not leave it for us to walk around in the dark trying to find him or his voice. Moses alludes to Mount Horeb. The earth shook there, the thunder boomed, the smoke billowed. The people of God yelled out that Moses speak in behalf of God. Here in this text, God promises to raise up a prophet. Indeed, a succession, a line of prophets all the way up to Jesus Christ. He provides for his word, that he may be found. And the test of the prophets? They don't speak God's word. If it doesn't come true, then they are put to death. I suspect that acted as real motivation for those who aspire to be prophets to take this study seriously. God's not messing around. He's found only where his word is found. And he continues to make provision for that word today. In the institution of the office of the ministry, he provides for the regular day in, week out, proclamation of his word and administration of the sacraments. To be sure, there are discontinuities and continuities between the tasks of the prophets in the Old Testament and the tasks of pastors today. We are not called upon to predict the future as they were, but we are both called upon to offer up the word of God under the heading, "Thus says the Lord." What does this imply for us who would proclaim the word that brings people out of darkness? It is only this word that brings them and urges them to flee the cacophony of competing religious claims and cling to the true God. In a culture where opinions are not often sharply distinguished from facts, this is all the more important for us. For starters, there is nothing more important than the hard work of learning and digesting the Word of God. It is not without reason that given all the pressures, expectations, and demands placed upon the pastor today, whether it involves leading a congregation in building programs, leading a congregation in meetings, in tasks of administration, that our curriculum here at this seminary devotes the most time and most space to one particular task, learning theology. That is learning the Word of God. Indeed, the study of the Word of God from every angle possible, whether it involves learning the languages and paying attention to the texts, or learning how the Word of God was proclaimed within history, the detours that rendered it less than the Word of God, or learning about the obstacles in the contemporary culture that get in the way of people hearing the Word of God in all its clarity and comfort today. This is the heritage bequeathed upon us by the Reformation. Indeed, the uncovering of the scriptural gospel by Martin Luther had the effect of transforming the office of the pastor from one of inquisition and judging to one of delivering the gifts of God. You might say pastor's function is the FedEx men of God's word and God's gifts. Just as importantly, however, were the prophets were called upon to offer up predictions and assure the people of God with promises of the coming Messiah, so we are called to proclaim the story of the Messiah and convey the promises of God's acceptance on account of that Messiah, on the basis of Jesus' life. In fact, this is the most important task, the most important part of the task of saying, "Thus says the Lord." For Jesus is preeminently the Word of God by which we cling to the true God in distinction from all false gods. It is in Christ alone that we find the final, the definitive, and the exclusive Word of God. We are to look nowhere else for the knowledge of God, for we will find God nowhere but in Jesus Christ. Why? Well, because He is the pre-existent Son of God. Why? Because He is the one who is homoousios with the Father. Who better to make God known to us than God Himself? And this time He does it not through a mediator like Moses, but by taking upon Himself human flesh and becoming the only mediator between God and man, namely Jesus Christ. This means that when we encounter Him, we come face to face with God Himself. When we hear Him, we hear the Father. When we see His actions, we are brought into the inner chambers of the Father's heart to see the depth and the breadth of His love for us. Thus, we have not yet necessarily spoken or heard the Word of God. We have not yet declared, "Thus says the Lord," when we cite individual portions of the Bible or individual scriptural passages. You and I should know, we live in a society where, in the desire to reduce everything down to the fewest quotable words possible, statements are continually quoted out of context. Satan is quite clever at using the words of God to deceive and draw us away from the Word of God. And hence our task involves in taking all the words of God within Scripture and seeing how they find their beginning, their end, and their center upon the Word of God, Jesus Christ. It is Him that we proclaim, for it is in Him that we find the righteousness of God, and it is in Him that we find eternal life. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.